Ready, okay. If you want to start off with your name.
All right. Well, my name is Cyril David Bailiff. The Cyril came from my father's name, and it's been a lifelong problem to me because I was always intended to be called David. I was born in Oldham in 1937, 10th of March, in Oldham Royal Infirmary, and there was a raging blizzard outside. The next notable thing that happened to me was when I was teething, I was poisoned by mercury. It was in the teething powders, and I spent 6 months in Manchester Skin Hospital. The first aircraft I ever sat in was an Einkel bomber, because Avro's aircraft factory was near on the edge of Oldham, and any aircraft that had been shot down were brought into the tram shed overnight before being taken to the Avro's aircraft factory, and my father worked on the trams at that time. The first naval craft I was on was a U-boat, but that was because one was captured and it was in Salford Docks, and there was a mile-long queue to visit it. In 1957, I was lucky enough to be the Craft Apprentice of the Year in the power station industry in the northwestern Merseyside. And part of my reward was to go on a coal ship from Bankside Power Station in London to Blyth in Northumberland. But they wouldn't accept visitors on the boat, so I had to sign on in the Merchant Navy for a fortnight. I was one of the last National Service men. I did my service in the Royal Engineers, and I'd been deferred, so it was 1960 when I went to do my National Service, and the regiment I was in was what they called as one of the Spearpoint regiments, and when the Russians built the Berlin Wall, we were rushed across in tank landing ships. So the first time I set foot abroad was not with a passport, but was with a rifle of my own. I returned to power station after my national service, and quite a lot of episodes happened then. It was in the time of power shortages, and unfortunately, one of the engineers in the control room made a mistake which blacked out the whole of Manchester, and we had 200 local substations fed from that power station, so a great area of Manchester was blacked out, and we had dozens of telephones ringing. And one of my abiding memories is the man in charge, after answering one of them, said that was a chief constable of Manchester, and he's had to call out every off-duty policeman in the city. And then he said, I don't think we're going to be able to keep this quiet. I was a shift worker for 38 years, and I became an engineer in charge of the operations shift. I was loaned to Drax to help to commission the second half. My first wife, we'd married in 1965, and we'd come to Leeds because I got promoted to in the power station industry. My first wife and I had 15 cruises, but unfortunately she died when she was only 53. We had two daughters, 14 and 18 at the time. The eldest was an occupational therapist, and the youngest became a scientist. I remarried in 2000. My second wife is now in a care home with Alzheimer's, and I had two heart attacks that year, and I've just had a stroke, so I'm recovering from that. But we never regretted coming to Leeds. Compared to Oldham, it was paradise. So, that's my story.
Thank you very much. What a lovely story. Thank you for sharing, Cyril.
I'll move Minotti so you can...